Thursday Shirch of Dalet.
Sag dir mal. Die Kasse Rachmane wie jetzt auch hin. Und der Posse will rein only wie jetzt auch hin. Have a mine heicho. De yahivo le didei. I le didei ve kidashto ya ve kidushin. Kosov rachmone ki ikach ve loy ki sikach. If the pasuk would only write in kesef, v'yotzo chilom in kesef lo den zeh, v'yish kesef lo den acher, I would think that if she gave him money and she was mekadesh, v'kidashto, and she was mekadesh the husband, ha'le kidushin, kosov rachmone ki ikach ve loy ki sikach. This is be'etzem sugya sa gemore. It's a big sugya, mesadot advorik. The gemore says, I would have a sal kedai toch, that if she gave him money, and she was mekadeshim, it's kiddushin, steht ki ikach ve loy ki sikach, zog drash. Heiche deyayv iu le didei, kesef, v'kidashtoi, de omrolei, hiskadeshli. She tells him, hiskadeshli. Taze brings down a little bit different. Hare ato mekudoshli, the same thing. Hiskadeshli, or hare ato mekudoshli. Lehevi kiddushin, the kevan de hashmina de kesef of idishus, mali kesef didei, mali kesef dido, lehoda, leochi hoda arto nekro zil neachine behedye, ki ikach ish, veloi ki tikach isho lo ish, or ki loi ti tikach isho ish. So was a salkedai toch that she could be mekadeshim. What is a salkedai toch that she could be mekadeshim? The yayv ledidei, she will give him money, and she tells him hiskadeshli areato mekudeshli kamashon ki sikach ki yikach ki ikach ish isho veloi ki tikach isho leish. And the shaila is, we have a hava meaning that the isha, without the post of ki ikach v'loy ki sikach, that she gives him money and she's mekadeshim. And the shaila is, we'll start with das Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua tells it. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, how is a hava meaning that she will give him money and she will be mekadeshim? B'derech hakinyonim, the koine pays the makne. The koine pays the makne. This is derech hakinyonim. Who is the koine? The ish. Who is the makne? The isho. Derech hakinyonim, shehakoine makne mishalem lamakne. How we would have a salkedai toch misvore that she gives him the money? How we could have such a salkedai toch that she gives him the money? She's the makne, he's the koine, derech hakinyonim, shehakoine noisen lamakne. As I frag the Pnei Yeshua. So, it's three mehalchim b'das Rashi. The first mehalach b'das Rashi, as I the makne, and the menetziven meroy mesode, the merames this pshat. They say the following pshat b'das Rashi. Was a salkedai toch that kiddushin could work take with two ways. one way taka that he's mekadesher, she's the makne and he's the koine. This is one way to do the kiddushin. He's the makne, she's the makne, and he's the koine. And b'meile, he has to give her money. He has to give her money because he's mekadesher. Well, he's mekadesher. He has to give her money. This is the first way to understand the ma'aseh kiddushin. He's mekadesher. He's koine her. He has to give her money. But there's another way to do a ma'aseh kiddushin. What is the other way to do the ma'aseh kiddushin? She's koine him. So it's two ma'aseh kiddushin. As a ma'aseh kiddushin, he's koine her and he gives her money. And as another ma'aseh kiddushin, she's koine him and she gives him the money. Amel, what's fregt the Pnei Yeshua? Heichon motzanu she'amakne noisen la'koine. The Teretz says, Avada, the koine gives the makne. No, normally kiddushin is he gives her, he's buying her, but there's another way, she buys it. The big revach is of them states ki yikach ish isho, he buys him and she does not buy him. This is the sugi and of Dalet Amud Beis. And Rashi says if he have a mine, she would buy him, she would tell him he's kadeshli or reato mekudoshli. Kamash Malon, there is no way that she could buy him. Then is a new sugi and hey Amud Beis, nos nohiva omrohi. What is the new sugi of nos nohiva omrohi? What is the sugi of Nos Noiva Omrohi? A new sugi, Avada, he has to buy her. She cannot buy him, he buys her. But the Gemara has now another noise. You're right that he buys her and she doesn't buy him. Maybe she could do the Maisa Amira, but what she will do, Zog the Gemara and Heyamud Beis, Nos Noiva Omrohi. Ve'omro hareini mekudeshes lecho. Ve'omro hareini mekudeshes lecho. Dehainu. Yeshua is merames. It's two sugis. A sugi of Dalet Amud Beis was a salkedai toch that not only the ish could be mekadesh a isho and buy her and marry her, she could marry him, she could be mekadesh him. Avdem is a droshe ki yikach veloi kisikach. Yikach isho leish veloi isho leish. He takes her. Finish. Davda heyamud beis another sugya. Nos noiva omroi. Dear, the Gemara is talking after our sugya. He's buying her. She could talk. She could say, "Areini mekudeshes lecho." She wants to give herself over. That she can do. That she can do. She can do that. Aber klappi de sugi allein. Now, the revach lefi this pshat is, the tak is two different sugis. Our sugi is ish mekadesh isho, and is a salkedai toch isho mekadeshes ish. Komash malon, the ish could buy her and she cannot buy him. And the sugi and the Heyamud Beis, he says, after our sugi, even if he has to buy her, what would be if she tries to get bought in? The Ainu, she says, Areini mekudeshes lecho, it doesn't help. What is shver on this pshat? First, if this is the pshat, lechure b'chai gavne, that she married him, he cannot marry no one else. Now, I don't mean that she cannot marry someone else because he's an Ish Ish. Ish Ish, I don't know how you call it, yeah? I mean that's Derech the Pnei Yeshua. He's taken already. Pnei Yeshua said, Edi Ish Ish, Chutzum the Shem Erve, if you remember beginning his man, she's taken. He's taken. He's taken. At least, listen carefully, at least he's taken if another wife wants to marry him in that way to take him. He's for sure not available for another person to take him. Maybe he could, from his title, to take someone else. You know, maybe he could have some. Can't say. Aber mikol mokim adar dip mi Yeshua lechaure b'chai gavne would not be a koyach that he could get married to someone else. So lei shoman. Zulei shoman. But more from that, what's the Masada? can't say. But more from that. Lefidus have a mina ayale al adas. The lechu, but she wants to get divorced. She will just send him away. She bought him. Now she will send him away. Can't say. Not just can raise as nicht. But as a doichak. But what is Be'etzem Shver on this? Be'etzem Shver on this is, Rashi says, what was the Havamina Psazam? What the Havamina that she could marry him? So Rashi, Kesef Avedishus. Mali Kesef Didei, Mali Kesef Didom. It's not before Shmulevitz. It's not the Psha. If we're saying that like she, he could buy her, maybe she could buy him. But don't tell me Kesef Avidishus Mali, he gives her money, she gives him money. Mali, it's two different parshas. You want to say that maybe it's another way to marry a wife, to marry a husband. But Rashi says, you know why is it? Kesef Avidishus Mali. What is Mali? It's a big chidush. The Torah said a parsha of kiddushin. Maybe it could work. Maybe it could work the other way around also. Maybe it could work the other way around also. That not only that he marries her, she can marry him. But don't say, Kesef Ovidishus, Mali him, Mali her. So she can Mali. You want to say Chidush? Like this works? This also works. Ashein a Chidush. A Givaldik a Chidush. It's not a Mali. It's not a Mali. This is the Baya in this Pshat. Even maybe it's Reis in the Ramban and the Fate to learn like that. It's kimat mifurash. The mail of this pshat is a doichak. Came Reb Nochem and said a second pshat in this week. I'm thinking all the pshat. Reb Nochem said, we never had a tzad that is another kind of a marriage. Zog Reb Nochem, Rashi has a mahalach in Masech Tekidushin that is called Kesef Ovid Ishus. And I will explain. When a person does a bia and is mekadesh ha'isha b'bia, how it works? He gave her a bia? No. Two people together, they do ma'ase issues together, they get married. The Rambam says, koydem matan teire, odom hoylech bashuk, he finds a wife, he brings her to the house, and this is marriage. La'achem matan teire is a way out to do it. Kesef ovid issues. You give money, it happens. No shaykhes to lekol ha'terekulo, you buy your wife. What is this biggest raya? The Gemara in the Feyo Mud Aleph has a tzad, maybe you can megarish a isha with money. You can megarish kesa shtar v'bia. To megarish v'bia, you can. But legarish, let's get that. Or maybe megarish her with kesa. The Gemara says, sefer koso, and dovarach koso. Zogt Rashi, a little bit in Heyo Mud Aleph, but more in Eruvin, and in Sukkot, Mitzvah, and the Likutei Rashi in Heyo Mud Aleph. Lefidus al kedaito that you could divorce a wife with money. I'll ask Zevi, if you could divorce a wife with money, how you would think you get divorced? She goes to him. When he married her, he gave her a pruto. She gives him money to buy out, right? So Rashi, you know how you'll divorce a wife with money? You'll give her money and he'll tell you, go. As if you have Avraham Avinu gemach tzohogo. Akad al shichmo vayeshalcho. So Rashi. Im nosan lo kesef, v'omar, he's garshi boy. So he's garshi boy. The Teretz is, kesef ovidishus. Kesef in marriage makes, it sticks, and it's a glue and it's a serpent. And it's like Rashi, if kesef ovidishus, what is the difference if he gives her or she gives him? What is the mocker? I'm not going to say the sefer as a coin oil here. You can see this printed the whole shtickel. The Moshi has another Rashi. And I've given him with base. Like Moshi said, he got, if he's the Mekadah, she gets the money. So the Ritva and Teisa said, why? Because if he's the Bailim and the Maise Kiddushin, he has to get the money. We can't separate the money from the Maise. Rashi says, Al Chinom Ziko Wakosu. State in Rashi, Misvori, you don't have to put them together. Why not? The Kesef is no Shaykhis, it's not Koine Vemakne. The father could be in the Mekadesh, the money could go to the daughter. As even the beer, the father is in the Mekadesh, but he does the beer with the daughter, not with the father. Kesef Avidishus. The Mokar is this Rashi. Again, three Mekoyres. This Reb Nochem has, this is the Tehre from Reb Nochem. There is a deal of Rashi learned that Kesef Kiddushin is an under-assault Kesef. You could divorce, not the Pashas, you learn in the Gemara. on the tzad are divorced with money, the pshat is she will give money. As if she shivcho, amayivio, you give money and she will leave. Nay, yoiv lo kesef areiza legirushech. Rashi could say, but he's the mekadesh and she gets the money. But Meila was a habamine, she could give him money and she could be mekadesh. Now Reb Nochem learns that we stay with it. Gzeras akosu that you write kesef of yedishus because we'll, Hashem wants like this. Hashem will say you have to do it standing. We'll be standing. But nothing changed in the terrors.
It's not kesef kinyan. How did this
to happen? A minute. That's not a kasha. It's almost a kasha, Shaul. It's almost a kasha. Now I'll explain in a second. Shaul is almost asking the kasha. I will explain the kasha. As Reb Nochem learns, and Reb Nochem is staying with his mahalach. So before Shmulevitz, I'm sure this whole shaklali, but that Reb Nochem's mahalach may be in the hava minutes of shat, maybe, but to stay with it, chas v'shalom. Now you could learn there was a hava minute like that. Kamash malon. Why take? If the money is the glue, what is the difference? Who gives who the money? So I would say the kamash malon is that he has to buy it. That would be the kamash malon. And that was enough. The kamash malon, the kesef is a glue. Kesef of edishus. The mele and the get and all the places. It's gradually exerted as a kosu. So the Gemara wants to learn out kesef from Amo Ivriya. And Amo Ivriya is a kinyan. What is the shaykhas? The Gemara later says, I'll learn Bia. Umay Yavon Moshe, and Nigas Bekesef. Nigas Bia, Omo Techiach. This is Kinyonim, and this is Ishus. But more from that, we learn out from Zdeafoin. I'm not asking Shaul's Kasha how you learn from Zdeafoin. We learn Kicha Kicha. Already saw already in the Sugas before, Bochbe, the Maise Kicha. But we saw a whole Sugi in Navgimel Amud Aleph that we wanted to learn Chalipin. And we explain, Chalipim is Midin Kesef. The Kesef is not Midin Kesef. We wanted to Medame Chalipim because it's a Toldev Kesef. If it's a Chalois Din Kesef, Kinyan Kesef, so you tell me Chalipim is also a Toldev Kinyan Kesef. But we're not learning because Chalipim is a Toldev Kesef. It's not Kesef. It's a Din Kesef of Edishus. If it's a Din of Kesef of Edishus, what is the difference? So this pshat of Reb Nochem, Reb David Povansky, I saw, brings down, Shiru Reb David, he brings the Havani like Reb Nochem, and the Kamash Malon, and we choyzer from Reb Nochem. It's the Havani, Vaskone. So, as a third Mahalach, what the Welt says, it's the Mir Mahalach, we learn like this. It was never a tzah that she could buy him. And it was never a tzah that Kesef of Yidishus, it's Tamaglu. The whole sugya is l'shen es ha'gemore nikness bekesef shal kinyonei bekesef. We'll see the whole time. The vod is azeh. Alz b'das Rashi. B'das Teis will see everything is different later. B'das Rashi that she's giving him the money and she's saying this is the hava min lefi Rashi. The arayin zetz the sugya lefi Rashi. The pshat is azeh. Kiddushin is that he marries her. The Ran says in the Dorim she's mafkeres ha'atzmo and he takes her. I said, she's not makna herself. He does it. He takes it. Was a salkedaitoch, she could take him to be her boss. She takes him to become a husband. He's kaddishli, not to make you osu al kol ha'olam. Unternehmen. I want that you will be my husband. I'm taking you to be in charge on me. I'm taking the husband to become my husband. The Lashonis we'll see later in the Lashonis. What is Kiddushin? That she's his wife? She's doing that Zel Bezach. She's taking him to become her husband. Not she goes under him. No. She's standing, she pulls him over her. Normally, he takes her under him. She brings him over her. She's Mekadesh. But Kiddushin is one Zach. Abba Yeshua said, Kiddushin is one Zach. Now, B'meile, it makes sense. For her to agree to become under him, the money makes the Gmilas Das. Now, she gives him money that he'll be masking, that he will take her over him. for that peula is as maybe the peula of the Isha Rashi, the Ran said, she's mafkeres atzmo, and she lets him. She's mafkeres atzmo, and she lets him to take her. Right, every kiddushin. What is the money? She's not a makme. For the skome, it's mamish the zol bezach. The Ran explains every kiddushin. The isha is not the makne. Any isha woman is shalbal. Ela mafkeres atzmo. So what is the ma'isekinian here? To the skome of the mafkeres atzmo. Here the skome of the ma'isekinian is that he becomes her baal. That is the skome that he becomes her baal. Well, this is the skome that he becomes her baal. Kumash malon en kazedaval. You can't pull him over you. You could become his wife. This is the sugya of Daud Amud Beis. Now again, sugya of Daud Amud Beis is very gishmak. He cannot, she cannot pull him over her. She could become his wife. But the Gemara had a tzad, maybe she could push herself in. Hareini mekudesh eslecho. So the Gemara, Hareini mekudesh eslecho doesn't work. And dear Take, the Rashba brings down an ander posuk. It's not our sugya. So again, we have be'etzem three drochim b'das Rashi. I want to be madgish. B'das Rashi. There was a hava amina in the Gemara that if I would have the pasuk of in kesef, I would think that there's a chatimtza to make kiddushin differently. That she gives him money and she says areato mekudeshli. Mehalach aleph, we'll call it this, she marries him. He becomes married to her. He's the wife, she's the husband. He buys her. This is the havamin of the sugya here. Kumash malon, you can't do that. Then there's another sugya. If you want to go the regular way, that she's a wife, but she's doing the amira, she's trying to go in. This is the sugya of Eimut Beis. No shaykh is the har sugya. Reb Nochem learns avade, he's marrying her. It's the zelbe maise kiddushin. Just the kesef avid issues. No difference who gives it. But not two ways. Bichlal. And if you don't, we have to know what is the difference of the hay that the Gemara says there, Arena Mekudeshes, and why here is the Loshen, Hiskadeshli, Areato Mekudeshli. And the third way, is, nay, Avad is two ways in one way. The Chalois is one, that he's the husband and she's the wife, there's no time to change it. But the Sarkadai Tuchbos, and a normal Pshat, she's the king, and Kesef does that she's Mafkeres, and he takes her. Was a sarkadai though that Miruzdas gives him that she could take him over her to become her husband. But in the end of the day, he's the owner. Who divorces him? He's the owner. What?
How does he make a kinyan?
He doesn't have to make a kinyan. How she makes a kinyan, the Ran explains, in Kiddushin is no mesekinyan, it's mafkeres. And he could take her. He's mafkeres atzmoi to become above her. It's not a kinyoni. Eino isho mamoyne shel baal. We'll get to that. She doesn't become konui. It's a mitzias. It does the ma'aseh kiddushin. For the mafkeres, he could take her. So when he's masking, she could become his wife. But she becomes his wife. Just she brings him over. This is a be'etzem, the three ways to learn the sugya. But that's Rashi, the shver Rashi that was maimed the sugya, that she gave the money and she said hiskadeshli areit areato mekudeshli. We'll go one more shlav. Lefi Rashi was a hava mina that she could take money and give to him, and she marries him. First mahalach, second mahalach, third mahalach. Frekter de kashe, arei aloche ki Rabbi Yochanan, aloche ki Rabbi Yochanan, that nairo ovio velo hi. Shitas Rashi, ovio velo hi. I'm not asking now the question how the money goes to the husband. We'll leave Tesis to deal with this question in a second. And the post says, "V'yotzo chinom ein kesef la'od en zeh, v'yesh kesef la'od en acher." And the Gemara explains, "It's yid kabel so come in mind." We know that. And after that, after we know that Daud Amud Aleph, it's yid kabel so come in mind, we have a sugya by us that the Gemara is mechadesh that lu yitzuyer, we would only have the posuk and kesef. We would think that she could give him money and mechadesh it. So I'm not asking a kash of thesis, but the money has to go to the father. How the money goes to the Baal. This is thesis is kasha. We'll see later if it's a kasha. But I'm asking a more pashta kasha. how she could do the Maisa Kiddushin. And we learn Aviyah Velohi. Aviyah Velohi. Rabbi Eichelon holds Aviyah Velohi. And don't have a mistake and tell me, like someone wanted to tell me, if I would not know Kiyikach, I would not know the din of Aviyah Velohi. So the Gemara could have answered, I need Kiyikach, Ki Aviyah Velohi. State in the Gemara that as V'yotzo Chinom and Kesef, the father is Mekadosh's daughter, and only him, she could never do it. This is Maskonas HaGemore, and the Pemgimel Memdalet, Naira Muroso, Aviyah Velohi. Why do I need Kiyikach? Maybe she could give him money. But she can't do the Maisa. Don't tell me that in this Shlav, maybe she could do a Maisa. If she could do a Maisa, so I don't need this whole Shvera Sugya. If I only have Aviyah Tzachinom, I would think the father could also do it. The Teretz is, and she could also do it. Nein, I will explain. Aviyah Tzachinom and Kesef, the husband gives money to the father, not to her, and she cannot accept the money. Aviyah Velohi. Only the father can be Mekadosh. This is what we learn. Now why need Viki Yikach? If she wants to give money to the husband and to marry him, the pshat to him, she can. Forget about it. She wants to accept the money in the regular way from the husband. She could? She can. So why is it sad now that she could go and accept the money and to give the money to the husband? What is the sad? That we could do it. What is the sad that we could do it? What does that have in it? What does that have in it that we could do such a thing? Again, the Gemara says, if I only have the Pasuk V'yotzo, I know G'doyla, I know the whole sugi already, and I have a Hava Amine as the Pasuk V'yotzo Chinom in Kesef Ovio Velohi. What? A minute. And Ktano, she can't do it? What? What was the Hava Amina that she could give money? If I would only have the Pasuk in V'yotzo Chinom. If I would only have the Pasuk in V'yotzo Chinom. If I would only have the Pasuk in V'yotzo Chinom, I would think that not only the husband could give money, she could also give money. So we'll start. Lefi the first mahalach, it's not a kasha bichlal. The only one that could sell her is the father. She could never sell herself, but she could buy husbands. She could buy husbands. She could buy potatoes also. Well, the father owns her. She cannot sell herself. Aviya velohi. Aba was a sal kedai toch. She could buy a husband. If the first mahalach, if the makne and mori mesode, she's buying a husband. She's buying a husband. The fear of nochem is very shvah, because it's the regular kiddushin. Just we had a tzad that she could do, she could give the money to the husband, but she doesn't have a tzad bichlal yad. And the same thing, if the third mahalach, only will answer that ain't a chanami. We're talking, but she doesn't have a father, but she's a gdailo. Not so mashma. And the same pasuk in V'yotzo Chinom, we would say that Yoiv did l'didei v'kidashtoi. So this one we will have to answer. So again, if you're the first mahalach, it's givaldik. It's not a stira bichlal that the father is the owner. So nishkan stira, the father could be the ganze owner. The father is the ganze owner, but it's a tzad that she could buy. Ta'am v'razach. It's another zach. She could buy. For the other to show him that no, nah, it's the same kiddushin, and she's getting married. He's buying her. Oh, she's just giving the money. Other the pshat is she's putting her husband on top of her. If these are the two as bearing, so then lechura loy motzano. She has a koyach. And we say, when there's no father, then she has a koyach. Mikol mekoyim, dos yishitas Rashi. Now, lo megein, suzen teisves. And it's beautiful how teisves is choylek af Rashi. Heiche de yayv le didei ve kidashtoy. Pirish bekuntres. Shoymeres areyato mekudashli. Vekoshe shari beish eino noife loshen kidushin. Sheino neser bekach leshar noshin. What is this discussion? Maishi, how do you shut in this discussion? What is this discussion? What is this discussion? What? What is this discussion? What? Salama. No, if she says lo shariyat mekudesh, her husband doesn't become also. So say that he didn't say shariyat mekudesh. So say that he didn't say areato mekudesh. She said areato konui, areato intu, areato baal, areato. So don't answer me a mistake that he's asking on Rashi. Why? Lechura, he's right. So answer. V'yishleim on Rashi, you're wrong. He said something else. Why mikoyach diskashe? Taste it changes the whole sugya. I'm learning like Rashi. She said to him, the Russian kiddushin nish gishmak. Rashi, you're wrong. Pseidah. You write that he stole the kasha and Rashi. Piresh akundres. He stole the kasha and Rashi. But the kasha is on Loshen Rashi. Answer that he said under a Loshen. No. The answer is not Reini Mekudesh is Lecho. Hare Ato Bali. Stay again. Rashi said she's marrying him. Hare Ato Mekudesh Li. Say, husband can't be Mekudesh. Say, Areto Konuili. Why the switch and say that Bichlal, we're not talking that she said, Areto Mekudesh? She spoke about herself that she's walking into him. Why Rashi takes that to switch? Stay like Rashi. Don't change the whole Mahus of the Sugya. Stay like Rashi.
She can't be the queen.
For sure, I have to say this. But then I'm saying, Bepshuta, you could think that Tesis is asking a Loshen Rashi. Rashi says, Mekudeshes, Vos past Mekudeshes? Vos past Mekudeshes? A ish can't be Mekudesh. It doesn't make sense. Oh, so some want to answer, like the Nidah is saying, Loshen Agbore, the Yavli Dei Vekidashtoi. So was Mashman, the Gemore, that we're talking about Loshen Kiddushin. And Rashi just said that she said it. So this is no al kochor. She didn't say you mekudesh to me. I'm mekudesh to you. But to say that we're not talking loshen kiddushin, that was not an option because loshen agimore kenzai. But zogin the achroinim, the answer is Tesis means falomdish. He means a husband loshen kiddushin. Tesis said in the beis amud beis. The pshat is the chefze is kiddushin is the osar la akula al mekehegdesh. While this is the chefze of kiddushin, the osar la akula al mekehegdesh, pasnished by a husband to be osar la akula al mekehegdesh. So he's not asking dafka from the loshen, he's asking from the toichen. About it, we mentioned already that in Rebbe Elchanan and Rav Zion, he has a tzada, when you say different loshen, it works different. But we said the pashtus of learning the sugi and avdalin and based on what based on the thesis was that every time in the mikdash isha the gedder of the chavtze of kiddushin is that you mufreshli meyuchedli and you can't marry someone else and that doesn't pass on a husband. So the male thesis is asking from the toichen. The male thesis is switching that not that she said areato mekudeshli or areato mekudeshli or loshen Rashi. Hiskadeshli Hareini Mekudeshes Lecho. This is the first chelik of Tesis Glad. V'tzorich loimar. Now look at the last three lines of Tesis. The yoiv ledido lav dafka sh'arei ovir mikabel ha-kiddushin el ha-rotzu loimar ve-omer. Now, noch ha-machlekes with Rashi. Not she gave the money, he gave the money. These two halakim and tesis have shaykhs or not? The higher limshah. The second chalik of tesis is totally to the first chalik of tesis or not? First, he shlok the first part of Rashi. Hiskachi? No. Hiskachi? No. Hareini mekudesh. Now, shayti gemara that he gave the money. So, tesis it can be? The money has to go to the father? The second chelik or shaykhis to the first chelik or not? The marshal. Teisaros state that there's no shaykhis. He holds like Rashi. He holds that the Loshon is like Rashi. And he says about the money, no, that doesn't make sense. He gave her. He says the second part without the first part. Now, he's masking in Rashi that she says, Areatu Mekudeshli, but he says the money doesn't stim. Teisaros state that it doesn't have to be together. About our tesvus, I think the argoshe, argoshas halev, that the tesvus of shaykhis ain't a mitzvah. How we mask with the shaykhis? How you know pshat? What are the shaykhis? The second chilek or the first chilek? What is the second part? Stop. What is the kasha of the second part? Money has to go to the father. Says we yotzei chinam and kesef. The money has to go to the father. Right? How you say that the money went to the Baal? The money has to go to the father. Sign the Meiri. The Meiri says no. Maybe you give the money to the Baal and he gives it to the father. So the Meiri is matzia atzot. Lei mashma. But what is this discussion? What is this discussion? The money has to go to the father. Why it says we yotzei chinam and kesef? If the money has to go to the father. How it goes to the Baal? It doesn't stim. So Teis means balabatish because the money has to go to the father. He means more from that. Because the Pasuk says, V'yotzo chino ben kesef has to go to the father. Or it means, well, the father is the owner, so it has to go to the father. What Teis means? What? Belomdes or balabatish? It says, V'yotzo chino ben kesef, it goes to the father. How it goes to the father? If it goes to the father, it has to go to the father. How it goes to the Baal? Oh, it means belongs. The father is the owner. So I'm going to show you Givaldik Epshat. We will learn Teis means alumdish Epshat. The money has to go to the father. Right? The father is the owner. Before, Teis was Cholik and Rashi, so what was the case? She married him or he married her? Lefi Rashi. No, Lefi Rashi. What is happening here, Lefi Rashi? She marries him? So Teis says, no, you can't marry him, it doesn't work. Okay, she's masking to get married to him. So Teis says, if I would not be Cholek and Rashi, and I would learn that she married him, so what money has to go to the father? What money will go to the father? She bought a potato, and she paid for the potato. She bought a husband. Why the father is a mechutna? If she sold herself, her father is the owner. The money has to go to the father. Oh, but if she bought a husband, why the money would go to the father? She went and she bought a husband, so she paid the guy to become a chassan. So why the father has to get the money? So now listen carefully. Teis is starting, said, Rashi learns she went and bought a husband. So she does Rashi. She went and bought a husband. This is the Avon of the Suya. She went and she bought a husband. So Teis says, how you could buy a husband? How you mekadesh a husband? Mekudesh means asura kula al mekehegdesh. The husband can't be mekudesh. No, she didn't buy a husband. She sold herself. Hareini mekudesh es lecho. So Teis says, if the pshat is that she sold herself, so who is the owner of her? Her father. The money has to go to the father. Al kochoch, he's giving her the money. But this switch is only after Teisus arises that it's Cholek and Rashi. But if you're not Cholek and Rashi, the money could go to the Baal. The father is not the owner on it. So Zerg Yishmak Seder Advorim and Teisus. Zerg Yishmak Seder Advorim and Teisus. That it's Bedavka. It's Bedavka. Again, and Teis is a rosh day that a kasha is not a lomdash of kasha. Stam, you're asking a kasha. State in the Loshon HaPosuk, and kesef lo odin zavesh, kesef lo odin acher, mashma, that the money is going to the father. How you could say that the money is going to the husband? And we not say that the other posuk will speak in a different age. Yeah, we don't have such a mistake. So maybe the kasha is, how the money could go to the father? to the Baal. And it's interesting. So we have Be'etzem two chalokim and tesis. The first chalok that is chalok and Rashi, that Rashi arrived at that she said, Hare ato mekudesh li, hare ini mekudesh es lecho. Then tesis says, but she cannot get, the money cannot go to the Baal, it has to go to the father. So Al-Kor, he's giving her money. This tesis, the second chalok is on Rashi. And we say, Oda histam chalok, kiloshen apostle v'yotzochinom es mashma, that the money goes to the father. He's not chaylik and Rashi, or he means belomdes. The money has to be owned by the father. So I'm saying, if Teis means belomdes, so it's only shver after he switched. That the pshat is that she's not buying a husband; she's selling herself. The money has to go to the father. But if she would buy a husband, the money would not have to go to the father. Now, come all of the achroinim. Bring in the achroinim. Okay. So Teisvis must miyaset that the sugya is he gives her money or the father. He gives her money. And she says, Hareini mekudeshes lecho. One of them state in the Gemara that it doesn't work. So what is the case of the Gemara that it doesn't work? The case of the Gemara that it doesn't work is what? She gave him, he gave her money, and she said, Areini mekudeshes. Areini mekudeshes lecho. So he gave her money, and she said, Areini mekudeshes lecho. Frek de Chazanish, de Makne, de Bismeir, Yeshua. So the fi de Arayin Zetz of Teisus, the case of the sugya is, the husband gives her money, and she says, Hareini mekudeshes lecho. That's a Gemara in Hei Amud Beis. Nosan hu, ve omro hi, sofek, teiku. Sveiku ve cheshim de Rabbona. Look, 10 lines at the bottom. Nos noi ve'omroi doesn't help. Nos anu ve'omrohu ve'omaru mekudeshes. Aval nos nohu ve'omroi sveiki ve'chashin mederabonon. Fi Teisus, it's an offer in the Gemara. Teisus is a reinsetzing the Gemara be'nos anu ve'omroi. And of them state in the Gemara in Hayomud Beis, then the two dots, when it's bigger lines, the two dots, sveiki ve'chashin mederabonon. So often the Gemara that doesn't help. So the Chazanish says, my feeling is, Avadim Midai Raisa doesn't help. The Gemara dear only meant that Midai Rabbonon Chashinen. But Avadim Midai Raisa doesn't help. So זה לא שונה גמורה. אבל מהעשה שבכל הראשון נמוכח שהמסופיק די רייסה. All the Rishonim in Arayin Zetz, the Gemara in Hayom Beis, Nosan Hu, ואומרו, here is a Sofik. Awesome, Jesus. Mele Freg de Chazanish, Teisus now is coming out, the Maskona say Gemara is. Nosanu ve'omrohi, this is the case of the Pasuk. At least now I understand why Rashi didn't arayin krich to say such a pshat. This pshat is mamashver. To look like this is mamashver. It's a good one to learn like this pshat. So Rebel Chonon and Kovit Shiurim, Rebel Chonon shtels on this kasha. And Rebel Chonon says the following. Zog Rebel Chonon, pshat is this. Avade nosan hu ve'omro hi doesn't work. Why? Ki yikach ve'lo yishetikach. He has to take her and she cannot take. Not only she can't take her husband, she can't take herself to bring herself into the husband. This is the way Teisus learns the drasha. What the Gemara and the Fehem would base on the tzad that it works was from a different reason. If he gives him her money and she says, So what's the case with the cloud? She comes over to him and she tells, I want to be your wife. And he can say, okay, he gives her money. So when he gives her money, it's kilu, he also said. What makes it that she's marrying him? No, he's marrying her. She said, and he's giving to her, al das what she said. It's kilu, he's saying. Does someone, you want to buy this? And the guy says, yes. And he gives you the money. So he's the one that is buying. You said, you asked him if he wants, and he said yes. So you have to say yes in your mouth. What if he can't talk and he does like this? It's also good, right? What if he said it like this, he pushes money? It's also yes. Yeah, doesn't make a difference. He says yes. This is a yes. So what is the case of Ar Gemara? So Mechon explains like this. Ar Gemara is mechadesh that he has to do it and not she. Lu Yitzuyer will find the case. But he says, Klok, I don't have no das. What you have a das, you're doing it, I'm not doing it. That is mischadesh in the Gemara that it doesn't work. You say it's a pshat. He says, look, Lashon HaGemara. When she married him, it's not good. How it does, she says. You're right. We have a suffix when he gives Aldas Hura Mira, if he means to make also a Maisa Kiddushin, or he doesn't mean to make a Maisa Kiddushin. We have a suffix. So Rabbi Chol says, we'll have to find the Echetimtze. And we will find the chetimtzes. But the aside of the sugya is ki yikach velo yishetikach. He has to take her, and she cannot take. Not only in the money, even in the amira. This is a shomu. We'll learn that from base. Osir Baruch Ber will explain it as a din amira and kiddushin, and while as a din of amira, she's doing the ma'isa amira, but mele she's spoiling the ma'isa kiddushin. We'll have to buy it. But we have to know the tchilas abinyan, the tchilas atzus of the abinyan of the sugya is that the etzem, even if he takes us as a din that she cannot take means take herself in. She cannot make the ma'isa kiddushin to happen, and this is the drosha. The kiddashtoy, this is the word of Rabbi Chonon. That is not good. Now, the chiddush is, she has to mekadesh. The Gemara has a suffix. Benosanu ve'omroi, maybe while he's doing with her amire, b'mele it's ki'ilu, he's masking, ki'ilu is a shtike. The marshal could be an afkemine, could be if he gave the money, and betoch kedidibu, she said. So if she said, and then he gave, so we say, his giving is adas her amire. He gave, and betoch kedidibu, she said. Again, the nafkemines, we'll have to see more. So we'll have to see more than nafkemines and dafei amud beis. The more nafkemines. But this lechua has to be the amonas advarim. Yeah, the chazanish bleibt zorich hier. How Tesis could be maimi the gemore when it's a suffix of the gemore? And the chazanish wants to say that if he Tesis, it doesn't help me the reise. Remember, chazanish knows that pashas and mefurish the Tesis that nosanuva omrohi doesn't help me the reise. How often the gemore? How often the Tesis? If you know how to miyash of the gemore? But this is the tale from Rebbe Chonon. That gam lefi Rashi. So Rashi and Tesis, everyone is gnashing from the same halach that she cannot do. So lefi Rashi, I had a tzad that she could mamish marry a guy. Do shteit as nisht. Lefi Tesis, also the chiddush is that she cannot do. Not that she cannot talk. She cannot do the ma'aseh kiddushin. We look at it that with her amira, his ma'aseh nesina is misparish like a ma'aseh kiddushin. Don't see the chiddush of the sugya that this is called a ma'aseh kiddushin. We have another thesis. We'll have to see him in the Hemshech. Very wichtig thesis. We're holding. And Rishon Leshloishi Simei Akbole. Chazal said that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Vayidoy Sobom, tell them to get ready. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klal Yisrael doesn't need to be told to get ready. They know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. Hashem said, go down. Medav Zog. אין מזרזים אלו למזורזים. חזר תלוס, זה פשח ובינדן על המול פון דרוש הסרן, that every year, in the same time, בזמן קבול הסתירה, the same שפע goes down, שתית in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to be mekis dam in Erev Shavuos. If a person needs to take out blood, what it means, you're not allowed to be mekis dam in Erev Shavuos. Why? It's dangerous. Because in Erev Shavuos, בזמן מתן תורה, was a malach, a shade, that is called Tvoyach, and he went around with a knife, and he said, אם אתה מקבל מסתירה מוטוב, ואם לאו אני תויבח. So it's a dangerous day. If you will see someone taking blood and you're not mekabel teira, he will slip his knife inside. So we're not making that. Like the Rashbo, this was a mole. A couple thousand years ago, b'shas kabbalas teira. What is the shaykh is not to be making that be'erev shvuos? And not only that, stayed in the Shulchan Aruch and Gzeire Otu Erev Shavuos, the Gzeire Otu Ebi Erev Yontif. So stark, so chomur it is, not that it's a Zeicher. To be a Zeicher, you don't make a Gzeire Otu a Zeicher, yeah? If it's Gomish, it's Amol Given, you know, you want... No. We make a Zeicher. Pshat, we have to remember how chomur it is. Zog the Shuvah Sarashbo, because Sido Kabbal Asatoiro every year. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming again, and he's saying, "Yet the mekabli mesateire mutov v'im lav ani teveach." And it's again a kabbalah sateire, and it's again a drosha, and it's again a malach that says, "Yet the mekabli mesateire mutov v'im lav ani teveach." Every person has the sechetimtze. Everyone will be zeicher be'ez Hashem Sunday, Monday again to be mekabel the teire. But we have to know. To the achone le kabbalah sateire, you have to have a achone. People come le shvuas, they want the chaparayin, they want the chaparayin. That's already too late. They didn't come without the achone. The aleph base of the achone, the yesod of the achone le kabbalah sateire, the way a person has to prepare himself le kabbalah sateire, the best preparation, especially in a Doir Oni like us, is with Torah Alein. There's nothing better to prepare yourself to Torah from Torah Alein. Nothing better. I said already a lot of times, this famous Maisef in the Chazanish, that was some Bochrim, they were sitting and learning, there were the best two Bochrim in Panovich, and they were sitting on the roof and they were shooting to themselves. So they told, you know, we're the best bachrim, you know, like shmuzim. And we know how gishpak is to learn. No. And they said like this. And we, if you're the best bachrim, then Ponovich was the best yeshiva. He said, so we're the best bachrim in Ponovich, so we're the best bachrim in Klal Yisrael. So it means that we'll be the next gedolim, yeah? And we know how gishpak it is. So this is the ganze meise. We know what it's all about. Everyone stands around us. We're going to be smeddish, the holy Shiva is around us. All the Shiva speak to us. Well, we know what it is. Another 50 years, we're the guys. So that's the ganze meise. They didn't realize that the Chazanish was standing downstairs and he heard it. That kuf is the Bochum Ponovich would come to speak and learn with the Chazanish. And the Chazanish went off. I saw the letter from these two people that are writing this letter. And the Chazanish went up. And the Chazanish went into the roof. And the Chazanish got up and he told them, "You don't understand. You're saying you don't have gishmak in learning." He said, "When a person learns an hour, take very shmer. He learns 2 hours. No. He learns 3 hours straight. He starts to get a taste. He learns 4 hours, he starts to get a gishmak in learning. He learns 5 hours, he starts, he learns 6 hours beretzifus, he feels he's learning with Boira Olam. And when he learns 7 hours, he says, Niskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. And he said, when the Chazanish was saying it, they saw in his eyes, he feels it. And it's Baruch Menusa by everyone. Some people, the first time that they do it, they don't feel it because the klipa is so stark. Maybe after the second time. But it's Baruch Menusa. The person learns 8 hours. There's some Bochrim that never learned an hour straight in their life. A mother and Seder for 3 hours straight, yeah? But I feel bad, the guy sitting near them, behind them. They don't have a feeling in Teira. And then they wonder how we will have a gishmak in learning. They think, oh, it's so long. What's was I? How will I have a gishmak in learning? He tried once. We have shloishi semeh gebolim. Chamishi, Shishi, and Shabbos. Person has to try. Today, and tomorrow and Shabbos, at least 3 times, till Kabbalah Satere, to learn 6 hours straight. It's not shver. It's only shver in the first 2 hours on the feet. Then comes Lel Shavuos. Some people have a Yitzhahore. They're scared to learn Lel Shavuos. So the Yitzhahore tells them to find a meal, like, you know, in Rechavya and Machal. Yeah. They finish the meal, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. They eat by bad people that give them long meals. Hashem will never forgive the people that make sudas lel shvuas. Bitl teira she'en kedug masoi. You want to have a meal? An hour. Never to have a meal more from an hour. Mevatl teira choyte umachti. To invite a bachur lel shvuas and to have a meal more from an hour. An hour chik chak. But the best thing is you eat in yeshiva. You finish the meal 9 o'clock. You could learn straight till 4 o'clock in the morning. You have a lel shvuas. What does the Yitzhahara tells you? You go out to eat by bad people. You come back 12 o'clock. Walk around the buildings. 12:30 you sit to learn. 3 o'clock you march to the Kaisel. And you want the Mekabel the Torah. Maybe Chumash Rashi give a Mekabel. You want to become a Talmid Chochem? This is your choice. If you see a guy that comes to 1 o'clock, he doesn't want to be a Ben Chaim. He's not Boicher Batoicho. He's not embarrassed to say, I'm eating out. It's embarrassing to eat out, only if it's a short meal for an hour. But again, it's not the point. The point is not the eating out, it's to have 6-7 hours. She can't stay up. You want to mekabel the Torah. If you would know how to mekabel the Torah on them, chavish can tightness. But Baruch Hashem, divine, we're not holding in a madrege that we know how to hug the Torah and mekabel the Torah. Everyone here wants to mekabel the Torah. I heard from a Rav Shach a couple times. Kolzman, you're not mekabel the Torah. You know, when you come to a place and you're a stranger, you know, you feel not comfortable, they move you from here to there. But if you're the owner, you're the bailim, you walk, you open the door, it's yours. A person sometimes is learning for years, he's a visitor. Sometimes it's hard for him, he forgets, it's not gishmak, chavrusa doesn't show up. Sometimes you become a bailim. When you're a bailim, you connect it 24 hours. It's shomayim v'oretz. Now, I want to tell you, the eitzah for shvuas. Again, as first, try to do in Shloishi Simei Agbole. 3 times, 6 hours. Today, tomorrow, so what if it's a Friday? You are ready, you start, 9 o'clock, you learn to 3 o'clock. What stirs you? Well, no problem. Straight. But I want to see more from that. The Yitzhahara is very klug. It's not one person here that is not, maybe one, but chutzim him, yeah? I see on everyone chutzim one, and I'm a kabba what I said. I don't know who's that one. At least it's not that it's the only one that was makabel, yeah? But what the Yitzhahara does? The Yitzhahara tells the person, yeah, avade, avade. He has a long plan for this person. He will come to Shavuos, he opens the Gemara and he doesn't know exactly what to do. He turns it from side to side. Have to have a plan. What could keep you going now? Six, 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 and six. What could keep you going? What will give you geschmack to learn straight 6 hours? One person to finish a masechta. One person, no, they have the mice after two blood, I will see them again, I will stop. One, the chaz of the whole kiss, the chaz of the whole eel. Every person, some people tell them the chaz at the beginning of the night, when they get a bit tired, then they go to limud of eel and that wakes them up. Kolecha lefi limudoi. The chokhmah is to make a plan. I'm telling you, it's a toivah. It's a toivah. Forget about your friends. Forget about what people say. Forget about them. It's Yoyim Adin L'Teira. I met a big rabbi yesterday, big Minchosh V'Yid. He tells me, Bayunz and Chassidim Mizokt. Chosh Hashone, no! A kartoffel mer, a kartoffel veiniger. Chosh Hashone, yeah, what is the nafkamina? Another potato you'll get. Shvuas! On Teira is gomish, this is the real Yoyim Adin. This is what counts. I'll have kishmak. Now it's hard for me to learn. Yeah, I booked the meal because I didn't have a cheshik to learn. I don't love learning. I love a cheesecake more. What I can do? I'm a shvachi guy. There's no guy that loves learning and doesn't come to learn 8 hours. He could tell you all the terutzim in the veld. Workers go to find diamonds, they eat bread, and they sit and they dig the diamonds. If you don't feel it's diamonds, you need to eat a cheesecake. Or in a gyom, alles tusim. Lazal, be honest with yourself. It's one night in your life. I heard once from my rebbe, why we stay awake? You know, they have these people, the Lomdeshe, Baruch Hashem, Havei Choshe Be'olam, Halomdeshe Olam. The Lomdeshe have a taina, 6 hours by night, especially the guys that do, you know, 3 hours. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, we don't have that kind. But the guys, why you need to learn 3 hours? You know, stay up by day and learn much more, you know, all these cheshboinas. First, Bodukum Menuse, from every different Yontef, for every different Shabbos, then you learn 2 hours, yeah? Lu Yitzu will be no Ler Shavuos, and it'll be a regular Yontif, maybe 2 hours will be. No, but not, it's not a real reason. Hashem gives the Torah when you moiser nefesh. Yogato umotsoso taimi. Without Yegiya, Hashem doesn't give the Torah. When you have a Yegiya with Mesirus Nefesh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah. On a Yegiya, it doesn't come. Sefer Chaim Baloshe, he said that a person wants to know Shas overnight, but he wants to sleep in that night also a little bit. To learn, to stay up the whole night and to learn, it's a Mesiras Nefesh. To learn 6 hours, 6 hours, to cancel meals, all these achen and decide not to be embarrassed, not to be a choytu machti, say, not to be, it's not choytu machti, say, I'm not being against choytu machti, ain't lehem chaylik, yeah? You're embarrassed to tell people I'm going to learn and hide. Guy is not embarrassed to walk. I said, this is a choytu machti. You have, you're very weak. You can't learn the whole time. You need quietly. Yeah, I'm not feeling good. I'm sick. Don't say, no, I feel I need. No, then you can choytu machti. But if a person wants to have a cheshek and teire, it's a mesirus nefesh. How you make some nefesh? You make a short meal. You sit and learn the whole night. What we asking you? This year, I say Alamo is the best year. It's Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbos. It's not the middle of the week. It's easy days. What stops you now to learn today 6 hours straight? Eat, drink lunch, rest, get up, 4 o'clock. Learn straight till 10 o'clock. I heard this minyan in the Shtiblach after 10 o'clock also. Kach Shomati. Learn 6 hours. What stops you? What stops you to learn 6 hours? But you'll be tired. Tired when? 10 o'clock, go to sleep. Till tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning. Daven Shachris, eat, 10 o'clock, learn another 6 hours. I'm a Mesirus Nefesh. I'm telling you, you will have a different Shavuos. I know from people that did it. You don't have to be the Chazanish. You feel it, you feel the Kedusha in your hands. And you Zoyche, Toyar Kalabo, Nisalo, we become Chasanim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Teirez nikne be mesirus nefesh. לא יוגעתו ומוצוסו אל תיימין, אל תיימין. Don't believe him that he became a Talmid Chochem on Ayagir. What are we asking you? Second day Shavuos rest. Don't worry. Yom Shlishi you'll be back in the Shiva with the Gantz Shnarkai. Don't worry. It's all Mesuda. And you can take this moment. You can take this moment your decision. Forget about your friends. Forget and decide. I make a cheshbon again. Six, six, and six, and six. And make a cheshbon what you're going to learn. I'm telling you, the years that I made a cheshbon what I will go to learn, I managed. The years that I came into Beis Medrash, I will work it out. Tell you, I was a year, I learned the Bocher, and I'm with the Shvach, Those years, I would have a Chavrusa with the Bocher, Erev Shavuos. It would start from 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes we started from 10 o'clock in the morning. We learned straight till the morning after it. It was only hard the first couple hours. Give the Ribbono Shel Olam the Siyata Dishmaya to give you. And if a person will do it, Be'ezus Hashem, we will be Zeiche to Kabbalah Sabbath.